everyone. Welcome to the Weird World, Weird News, UFO Edition update.
New Jersey drone invasion! Point update. Come on, Carrie. So we had a special episode that we uploaded just a few days ago on the New Jersey drone invasion because it's taken the world by storm. Everybody's freaking out. As you know, if you're listening, I'm sure you do know, all these drones are being seen over New Jersey. It's spread into Pennsylvania, New York, and other Maryland and nearby states. And it's got a lot of people scared. A lot of people worried that it's some kind of, Chinese invasion or possibly a... some people are talking about UFOs, of course, and other people just really baffled what's going on. A lot of responsible politicians are saying we need more information. A lot of less than responsible politicians are freaking out and passing along nonsense conspiracy theories and kind of politicizing it, which is just, and it's getting worse. That part of it's getting worse.
And blaming the federal government for not protecting.
And as we talked about last time, in fairness, the initial federal government responses didn't seem a little bit tone deaf, a little bit dismissive, in fairness. But I do want to update here because at the end of that initial episode, we kind of concluded that, it looks like the vast majority of this drone activity was a combination of mistaken identity, bandwagoning, people just flat out making things up and lying, but also that there was a kernel of something unusual. There was perhaps some drone activity that was honestly unusual. And we just sort of speculated, could it be some, Chinese drones sending drones to gather intelligence on the U.S. or could it be, some kind of a corporate thing, some kind of a company thing doing something on the down low, maybe trying to detect, some kind of leak or something like that without being fully honest about it.
Right.
So we kind of...
Well, you didn't talk about that on the podcast.
Oh, you're right, I didn't.
No,
well, so I think you and I talked about that later. Yeah. So there has been some rumors lately that nighttime drone activity, since the visual is not really there for the most part, that they are sometimes used for detecting non-visual things like leaks or even radiation or something like that. Gas leaks, things like that, yeah. So there was that possibility as well out there. Rational kind of possibilities, and that so we kind of erred on the side of, hey, let's think at least in the early stages initially there was maybe something unusual really going on out there. We even had one of the best witnesses being Larry Hogan, the former governor of Maryland, who said he saw a bunch. I think he even said dozens of drones above his house in the night skies over his home in Maryland. And it turns out that Larry Hogan is... was a nice word, a dimwit, because it turns out it's very, very likely that what Larry Hogan in fact saw was let an astronomer explain that. So Larry Hogan said, last night, beginning around 9:45 p.m., I personally witnessed and videoed what appeared to be dozens of large drones in the sky above my residence in Davidsonville, Maryland. It's only about 25 miles, by the way, outside of Washington, D.C. I observed the activity of approximately 45 minutes. He could have observed it much longer than that because astronomer, Matthew Capucci, I'm sorry, he's a meteorologist. He replied to Hogan's post with with kind of a fact check. He said, quote, "With immense respect, Mr. Governor, this is the constellation Orion," he wrote on X, and he explained it on his post of why that's the constellation Orion. Hogan, unfortunately, did post a video of this, and he included images of that. I think it's fairly clear that Larry Hogan was mistaking stars for attack drones from China. Because he, to his discredit, because he's always been kind of a moderate Republican, very respectable person, guy I admired. He's kind of gotten a little bit MAGA-y lately because he sort of, he did rail against the government.
Well,
because the government didn't tell him he was looking at Orion.
When he was corrected, did he?
I haven't seen anything.
Oh, of course.
He may have, but I suspect he has not because I haven't seen anything. Or maybe it's just not being covered. I don't know.
But that was on X, right? Or Twitter. Yes. So, we wouldn't see it.
Meanwhile, the government did release its, at least so far, definitive interpretation of the phenomenon. And they've been looking at this exhaustively. So they have been examining and spending actually quite a bit of resources on it. It's just not enough resources for some politicians. But the Department of Defense released a statement from the combination of this is Homeland Security, FBI, the FAA, and the DOD all were involved in this investigation. So people say the federal government hasn't done anything or just factually wrong.
Yeah.
They said, they pointed out, first of all, that there are more than 1 million drones lawfully registered with the FAA. And remember that that's only decent sized drones of about a half a pound or more. There are countless more, very small.
Like toy drones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Type of drones. So there's just an ungodly number of drones out there. At any time, any day, at any time of the year, there are thousands of drones being flown all over the United States. And as they also pointed out, just a little over a year ago, the FAA started to allow drones to be flown at night. That I think that's that may be, when we look at this, the most important part of this is that people were not just seeing drones that, in a way that are in a more numerous than they're used to. They're seeing them at a time of day that is the nighttime that they had never seen them before. They're lit up. They're very clear. They're very unusual. They're impossible to identify at night. All you see is a light. Sometimes it's white, sometimes it's red, sometimes it's green.
But I wonder why now, after a year almost.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, it has to start some. I didn't have to start sometime, but it could have started any time before that. Who knows? Just, you know, it caught the imagination at this time around. So they point this out in this, and they point out that they've had over 5,000 sightings and tips. They've chased them down, and they're official determination was, quote, having closely examined the technical data and tips from concerned citizens, we assess that the sightings to date include a combination of lawful commercial drones, hobbyist drones, and law enforcement drones, as well as manned fixed-wing aircraft, helicopters, and STARS, mistakenly reported as drones, Governor Hogan. We have not identified anything anomalous and do not assess the activity to date to present a national security or public safety risk over the civilian airspace in New Jersey or other states in the Northeast. So in other words, respectfully, with, I would argue, a much better tone this time around, they're saying it's drones for the most part, and then a lot of other mistaken identity for things in the sky. And again, it just, whatever it was, that spark, that it caught the imagination. It's probably on Facebook. I'm sure somebody's going to go back and look at this. It probably started on Facebook.
Yeah.
Somebody said, oh my God, did you see that? These six drones are over me. And why? That's crazy. What's going on? They're being really unusual. And that is unusual.
Right.
Because they're not used to seeing them at nighttime. And maybe there was more of them. Maybe it was a group of drones by some, for whatever reason. Who knows what it was?
A drone class.
God, it could have been.
Learning honestly, how to fly drones at night.
Some drone class instructor is going, don't no
oopsies.
One say anything. We'll be so busted. We'll be the most hated people in New Jersey. So it's looking more and more like this is just kind of a bit of mass hysteria, likely fed by the increasing number of drones in the sky, the fact that they were seen in this unusual time. And what I suspect also that we talked about is that once it became a thing, everybody with a drone in all those northeastern states put their drones up every single night to screw with you. For sure. A bunch of these were excess drone activity from people messing with people. That's how we are.
Yeah.
I had a recent experience with a person who we follow each other on Blue Sky. And, he released a thing that had a link to a YouTube video, and I looked at it, and it was about the drones, and it was just some, I don't know the person's name, but some YouTube, I'm not going to call him a grifter, but he's a UFO YouTuber, and he was just talking, he was showing these mysterious drone videos and, you know, coloring them as like, essentially he's trying to say they're UFOs. Effectively, it was just, I mean, it was embarrassing. One of them was just this woman who focused her iPhone on a light in the sky. And when you focus it close enough, it just kind of flares, right?
Yeah.
And so she got it to this point where it's just a flared looking light. And she starts, I kid you not, talking to the drone up in the sky, that whatever it was. I don't know what it was. It could have been a freaking star.
Yeah.
It looked kind of a orangish color, but I don't know that it's not an artifact of your camera. You know, when there's cameras, you know, you're trying to take a picture of something that's a long way away. It's just fuzzy pixelation. A lot of that's interpolation.
Yeah. I've never been able to take a good picture with a cell phone camera of the sky with
stars
and moons and stuff.
She's talking to this light in the sky and she says, do you know about God? Do you know about Jesus? And right around when she says Jesus, it kind of blinks. And she goes, oh, there it was. Like it answered back to her and said, oh, Jesus? Yeah, big fan. Yeah. So that's part of what he's doing. Another person was amazed by a large flock of birds flying together. It's like, this is unusual. This is due to drone activity. I'm not shitting you.
I was going to say, I'm amazed by large flocks of birds too, yeah, but not because I think they're unusual.
And somehow got tied to drones. And another person.
They're following a drone.
Maybe, but they weren't though. Another woman is amazed by two lights in the sky. Clearly not, you know what I mean? One was above the other one, but also probably 30 miles further away. Yeah. It was much smaller, and she's acting like they're, you know, they're messing with each other.
Yeah.
And there's, so it's just it's a compilation of silly, dumb videos. And this guy, this YouTuber, his interpretation was nonsensical. He's either, I don't know if you're being duped or if you're duping, but this is not helpful. And this is indicative. This person on Blue Sky came back and goes, nah, I don't believe it. I'm just having fun with it. It's fun. And I said, yeah, that's great. But the vast majority of the people you are directing to do believe this stuff. Yeah. And that's maybe not so fun. And so that's part of what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, that's part of what goes on with all of these things. That's part of how they grow and metamorphose. And then, of course, you have, you know, the Marjorie Taylor Greens who said, that I'm gonna, tweeted with her righteous anger. By the way, she is never not screaming and furious. Have you ever seen her not yelling, screaming, red in the face? I mean, honestly, she's either a mediocre actor. Notice I didn't say bad actor. She's not bad at it. She's a mediocre actor, or she needs serious, serious anger. Anger management issues going on and some therapy.
I avoid her at all costs, so I don't see it.
She said, I'm going to tell you right now that if they try to tell us all to stay inside, stay home, shelter in place for our safety from the drones, there's no way in hell I would comply with that absolute bullshit, she said.
Something she just made up.
No one's saying that. No one ever has said that. No one's ever. They've literally said the exact opposite. There's nothing wrong here. There's no threat. You don't have to worry about. But she's turning into the freedom and America with a U. And she said,
lockdown 2.0.
Not doing it. No way. I'll shoot the drones down myself, along with every other red-blooded freedom-loving American.
Oh, do
which
it
again,
so they can go to jail.
Is a federal. Yeah. Crime, I believe a felony. So go ahead, please do, Marjorie. So she's essentially a domestic terrorist, effectively. So I'm kidding, kind of. But she and Donald Trump has been. He said something like, "The government knows what's happening. We got to get to the bottom. You know, they should tell us what's happening." Which of course they kind of did.
Yeah.
And B, what they said, it's just mostly a mistake. And here's the thing, though. I'll make $1 million bet that. In a little bit more than a month, he's going to be in charge of that government. Do you think he'll say, it turns out here it was? I know. I think he'll not say a single goddamn word like he always does. Like we're still waiting for his various plans to end all the different bad things in the world.
No, because now he's realizing how hard it would be.
Yeah, I know. He's admitting.
And so he's...
Ooh, inflation's hard.
Turns out we're lowering grocery prices. That's harder than we thought. That war in Ukraine, that's harder than I thought.
Expect eggs to still cost
more. Jesus Christ.
So a report, one of my favorite ones recently, and I think yours too, was when Doug Mastriano, he's a MAGA state senator in Pennsylvania. He actually ran for U.S. senator and got his ass kicked. Just a couple of years ago, he tweeted again angrily with, by the way, a picture attached of a very large drone with kind of a central hull and two very large vertical wings on the side. It was being hauled away in a flatbed truck. And he said, I'll quote him now. Doug said, these drones should be viewed as a threat to our nation and citizens, and action is long overdue. We have recourses and assets in our arsenal to get answers. And he said, it is inconceivable that the federal government has no answers nor has taken any action to get to the bottom of the unidentified drones. The unidentified drones that he showed a picture of attached to his tweet. Carrie, tell our audience what that was actually on that flatbed truck.
I don't know. You tell. I thought it was like a satellite or something.
Oh, no. Carrie, you thought it was a drone.
It said it was a drone. But
of course, Mastriani said it's a drone.
I know, but to me it looked like a satellite. I don't know.
You know, it does look like a satellite, which is not a drone.
I know.
It's much, much bigger than a drone. It's a Star Wars TIE fighter. The fighter spacecraft of choice of the bad guys in the Star Wars Star Wars sagas by
I don't know Star
Darth
Wars.
Vader's guys. Yeah, Carrie. But it was just a Hollywood prop of a TIE fighter prop being on the it was an old picture, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. So,
but someone passed that off. Someone on probably on Truth Social or on X put that. Mastroianni picks it up, attaches that as proof. There you go. This was found on the coast of New Jersey. I think Orange, New Jersey or something.
Orange
like
Beach
that.
Or something
Orange
like
Beach,
that.
Orange Beach, New Jersey.
But also he's saying they're not doing anything about it, which if that picture was true, then yeah, they are doing something about it.
Someone's hauling it away on a flatbed truck that someone got a perfectly good picture from while they're driving right behind it on the road. So
on the freeway.
Just these people just aren't smart.
No.
And are just dishonest. But this is a combination of dishonest and dumb. So it's not just you're either dishonest or dumb. In this case, Doug Mastroianni is very much both. I want to say a little bit of a mea culpa because we gave, I don't know, a 5%, a little bit of a possibly something real was going on here in the early days. I don't think anything real was going on in any days. I think it was from day one. Like I said, I think it was just sort of it's really actually a very illustrative example of this kind of panic that happened. Someone, like I said, someone on whatever, on Facebook or something like that, or what's that one? The one where the neighbors talk to each other? Doorbell?
Next door.
Something like that. I mean, that's how these things can start. Yeah. Did you guys see that? Those drones in the air last night? They're right over our houses. That's what's going on. That's an invasion of privacy. And then it just becomes, you know, it blows up. It gets on social media. Makes it so much easier to do that now. And then very quickly, anything in the air is a mystery drone. And then you start people going, what's going on here? This is unusual. Should we feel afraid? Yes, I do feel afraid of this. And it becomes more kind of War of the Worlds kind of a situation, kind of a little bit of a mass hysteria situation. And then, like I said, it just balloons. People start flying their drones and things like that at night.
It is interesting to see it happen in real time, though.
It is.
We typically talk about these things decades or centuries after.
And I'm not going to blame all of New Jersey. I will blame some of the initial people in New Jersey who were freaked out by this. Yeah, you deserve some blame. But New Jersey gets a bad rap for that. I'm sure the vast majority of New Jerseyites are saying, thanks, assholes, making us look dumb again. And you know, the politicians who were responding to that were rational to respond to that. Their constituents are worried. Let's find out what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and the federal government initially was a little bit reticent to come forward, or at least didn't come forward, I think, in the best possible way. And, you know, it blew up from there. But now it's being taken over by the scam artists and the grifters and the politicizers and people. Just the bad actors have taken over this phenomenon, which just seems to happen every time and more quickly with every new phenomenon. But so think about this next time. If something seems weird, because there will be another one of these. It won't be drones. I don't mean that, but something like this, some kind of an instant panic about something. Be wary about it. Be rational about it. Know that most people on social media are going to use it for their own personal gain or advantage in some way, shape, or form. Don't believe them. They're probably lying, or they're probably you know, using it for gain, like I said.
No, I don't think that's most people on social media. No, I think most people on social media are mindlessly reposting things that they see, assuming it to be true, like me that.
I meant like the people making these YouTube channels and things like that.
Yes.
They are for sure. This guy, he's a UFO YouTuber. Of course he's going to jump on the New Jersey drones, even though his evidence for it is so thin and embarrassing. Doesn't matter because he knows his viewers will gobble it up. So next time, be wary, but also know this. Weird World is going to be there. We'll cover it for you. We're in the trenches. We'll help you figure it out.
We weren't really there, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I meant. Be there in the sense of we'll talk about. Well, we'll try to help figure it out and apply some common sense to it.
Sure.
And
well, thank God.
Yes.
What? Santa Claus can still come.
Mm. Can he? Won't he be shot down by the Chinese drones?
He doesn't have to go around all the drones in the sky.
He might. There are a lot of drones in the sky.
But he'll still be able to make it and deliver those presents next week.
Also, if you are one of those dickheads who is putting up your drone in the night right now these days just to freak out with people, someone's going to shoot your drone down, bro. Probably someone's going to start.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened.
Absolutely shocked. No one's shot a drone down yet.
Me too.
I mean, that's I still expect it to happen. We're going to post. We're doing this on the 19th of December, Wednesday. We'll upload it on the 20th. As of the evening of the 19th.
19th is...
Today's the 19th, tomorrow's the 20th.
Correct. Incorrect.
What is it?
Today's the 18th, tomorrow's the 19th.
That's what I meant. But no one shot one down yet.
Correct. If this was happening in Texas and South Carolina, I think it might be a different story.
They have guns in these
Florida.
Places.
Florida.
There's a lot of hunters
I know
there.
They do, but
yeah,
I think it'd be different.
It's going to happen. That's my prediction. My prediction is that someone shoots a drone down, and also that just fades away as soon as the grifters on YouTube have leached it for all it's worth. They'll move on to the next big thing. But it is also, you know, in olden days, when the federal government says, look, we've looked into this intensely, four different government agencies have looked into this intensely, and here's our determination, and there's every proof that they're correct, and there's absolutely no proof that there's anything insidious going on here. The fact that still so few people believe them and take that at face value is a measure of how much distrust and paranoia and conspiracy mongering there's out there.
Yep.
It's too bad. Okay, so... Yep.
The government better do something about it. Yeah. Government says, hey, we looked into it. No, you liars, you know.
Absolutely. It's a no-win situation. Can't win. Yep. For sure. Yeah. So...
Do you like my... That was
like a one act play. Okay, it was very good. Are you going on to not Broadway, but off Broadway with that? Maybe later on.
We'll see. I'll workshop it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Until next time. We'll a week from now. We'll give you a full episode. In fact, we'll go ahead and go with a little preview. We're going to start a 3-parter on one of the most harrowing murder mysteries in the history of sort of the modern history of England. Is called the White House Farm Murders that took place in the, I think, 1985-86. It's a remarkable story. It's a lot of twists and turns, and one of those, you know, even at the end, not 100% sure what happened and who did it. So we'll start that next week. Until then, see you guys
and have a Merry Christmas.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Happy holidays.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.